So as I said before, I'm very excited to be here. Every Sunday, actually, I can see your faces. I can see you. Yes, Danny, even you. Can you lower a little bit, please? Just kind of loud. It's so good to be in here. Yeah, I think that's better, right? Today, guys, this has been a very, very, very interesting week. For me and my family, as you guys heard, my grandma is not doing great. Just to give you a little bit of heads up, last year, around this time, my grandpa passed away. And my grandma's been all this year alone. And this week, I had a dream around Monday or Tuesday that my grandma died. And I was like, God, I don't think so. I know she's doing okay. My mom's been with her, and I know she's doing great because my mom was there just a couple days ago. 2 days later, after that dream, my mom called me and said, hey, your grandma is not doing great. I got to go over there, and we don't know. Can be her last days. So it's been a very interesting week because, yes, that's number one. She's not doing great. My son got fever, 102, and it's been really hard, too. Plus, we still are here celebrating, and God is good. Amen. That we are His beloved son and daughters, that we can celebrate, and that we can still be and have joy in our hearts. So please, as you are there sitting, keep praying that we can go through this morning. Today we're going to be talking, we've been talking about mission service, and we've been talking about how we as a church, you know, we can do all these things, how we as a church are called to work as in a mission and serving others, and how important it is for us to understand that the value of this, and that God, your God, my God, is expecting from us to serve every day. So we're going to be talking about that. I'm very excited for this. Again, it's been a very interesting week. Outside, the things that I told you, all the things happened outside while I was driving or going places. It's been amazing, too. I went to the prayer house, and this guy, he just came. He lost his job, and I started crying, and I started praying for him. And God has been doing amazing things, too. Even through the hard times that we have, we can still be used to serve others and bless others. So let's pray. Thank you, God, for who you are. Being our Lord, our loving God, for forgiving us every day, for loving us every day, for bringing you and mercy to us. God, we are here as your servant, as your followers, as your disciples, to learn more about you and to just keep growing as a family of families. Thank you, God, that you have provided this place, this time for us to come closer to you, come closer with one another, and to listen about you, to hear about you. We put this time in your hands. We give everything to you, God. I put my life in your hands because I'm just an instrument that you're going to use for your will. Thank you, God, for that. In your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. So thank you, guys. As you know, we've been talking about all these things. Pastor Brandon, he's been preaching about all the disciplines that we need to develop as a Christians. And we are on service, you know, mission, service. And I want to bring you to that. And something that caught my attention, it's on Matthew 20:28. We don't have it on the slides here, but I wanted to bring it. If you have your Bible, if you want to highlight it in your Bible, you can do that. It's now on the bulletin. It's now over there. It's something that I just add. Matthew 20:28. That for me, it's a great reminder. Matthew 20:28 says, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. The Son of God came to serve others and to give his life. Give his life. I think that I wanted to start with that. We need to keep that in mind too, that Jesus the Son of God, the one that died on the cross for you, for me, he came to serve. I think that we need to understand that, that we need to serve others too, and how important it is for us to serve. And it's not about doing something so others can see that I'm doing. It's not about that. It's not about people sharing at you, clapping at you, clapping at me. Yes, Danny, good job. It's not about that. I mean, those encouragements are well received. Those encouragements, when we give encouragement to each other, are beautiful. But when we have our heart in the right place, is when we understand that it's not about us. So I also want to talk about that. And I want to talk about our mission as a church. What's our mission as a church? I don't want the board to say it. I know the board knows that very well, but somebody else. What's our mission as a church? What's your mission as a church? But as a church, thank you, Lee. As a church, our mission is to know Christ and make him know. To know Christ and make him know. And we do this in our three core values that also we need to know those things. And the reason why I'm telling you this, I'm bringing this, is because the best way how we can serve others in a mission as a family, we need to understand what's our mission as a church and what's who we are. We do this when we have three core values. Number one is in community. You can see them. In community, on mission, and with Jesus. We have those over there. We're seeing them every day, and even I forget about it. But that's how we do it. In community, we are a family of families. On mission, we are everyday missionaries. Church of God of Exeter, we are everyday missionaries. And with Jesus, we do this with him. We don't do this alone. We don't do this for us. So that's what I wanted to bring that up for us. That's who we are, church. That's who we are. You know, we're a church that know Christ. We need to know Christ and make him know to others. And how we do this? In community, we're a families. Like the fall festival that we're having the 25th. We're going to do that in community. On mission, we are a daily, we are supposed to be in missions every day. And with Jesus, obviously we can't do it without him. Amen? So that's just the introduction, guys. Something, a key that I want to bring and that God has been talking to me a lot, and I wanted to share that with you, is this. And I'm going to be saying this through my sermon. So when we serve, when we are serving, when we are doing, we need to make sure about one thing. Just one little thing. Where and how is your heart? Where is my heart? How is my heart? Is my heart in the right place? Where's my heart? Is my heart ready for serve? Is my heart ready for this? That covers your intentions, my intentions. That covers our motivations and the way how we do it, the way how we approach each other, the way how we develop the mission, the service. And for this, I want to bring you all of us to Mark 2. This is a beautiful story that I love so much. It's about how Jesus heals a paralytic guy, but also, not only he heals this guy, he forgave this guy first. And let's go to that. Mark 2:1. And when he returned to Capernaum, after some days, it was reported that he was at home, too. And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was preaching the word to them. 3. And they came. I like how it said. And you know what? And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 men. 4. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. 5. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." You might be asking, okay, how is this related to serving? I mean, well, a lot. Because these guys, four guys, they were on mission. The Bible doesn't tell who they were. The Bible doesn't say that they were the pastors. The Bible doesn't say they were Pharisees. The Bible doesn't say that they were the leaders of the church. Four people on mission. And what I'm bringing this is because we don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for the board members to do this, for the leaders of the church to do this, for the pastor to do this. You are called to go and do. Amen? You are called to go and do. God is expecting that. And can you please put the 3, 2, 3? I want to do something there. I want to stay there for a while. But, yes. In this chapter, in this verse, we see that, and they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. I can see here a couple things. Someone in need. Can you see that? Someone in need. He needed something, right? He couldn't walk. He couldn't take care of himself, right? But these four men saw him. And take him. They took him to Jesus. Four men. And again, it's not about the four. They were not four pastors. They were not four leaders of the church. They're four men. Normal people. Normal people. And I love that. And they came bringing to him, to Jesus, the paralytic guy, carried by four of them. The Bible does mention that they were friends. I don't see that over there. Number two, you don't need to be a friend to bless others. You don't need to be a friend of someone. You just need to be a blessing for others. That's what I see there. The Bible is not mentioning there that they're friends. Oh yeah, they're friends of this paralytic guy. They knew he was in need, and they were looking for him to take him to Jesus. No. Let's not wait for that. And that's why before I talk about our core values, we do this on mission. We are supposed to be missionaries every day, every single day. You are not supposed, or I am not supposed to wait for others to do it. You need to go and do it. Let's not waste that time. Let's do it and be a servant of others. Bless you. God is waiting for you to serve others. That was a specific time that Jesus went there for these four men to be a blessing for others. That was a special time for them. Take your special time. Don't let it go. Number four. And when they could not get near him, near Jesus, because of the crowd. You know, the place was full of people. They were in that place by the door, by the window. And I could see these four men. You know what, guys? We can dig a hole or make a hole over there in the ceiling and drop this guy down. Something that I see here. When you are a missionary, when you are on mission, serving, you're going to face challenge. We are going to face challenge. But that's what I told you before. That's something that we need to remember. When we serve, we need to make sure about one thing. Where is our heart and how? If our heart is in the right place, in Christ, when challenge comes, when situations like that comes, you're going to find a solution for that person. You're going not just give up. You're not going to be, hey, I tried, I'm sorry. They didn't say that. They didn't say that. Guys, we don't have to do like that. We don't have to be like that. We need to be ready to be a blessing for others. We need to be ready on serving others. And it's not easy. I can tell you. Larry can tell you. When Kelly, when they were cleaning the carpet, I can tell you that maybe I'm pretty much Larry. He was like, I don't want to do it anymore. That's what I'm telling you. When we serve, we need to make sure that our heart is in the right place. Because if you don't have your heart in the right place, you are not going to be a blessing. And that's not going to be a blessing for you. It's going to be the opposite. Because our emotions or feelings are going to be hurt. But when we serve, we need to make sure where and how is our heart. Amen? Does that make sense? Where is your heart? How is your heart when you're blessing others? When you're serving others? How is it going to be your heart the 25th when you come and serve others? Are you going to be just because we're asking you to be there or because you know that it's about God? And please, prepare yourself, prepare your heart, because God might use that time that you're going to be a blessing for others, that you might pray for others. And that, I don't know, something amazing might happen because you are serving an amazing God. You are serving an amazing God. Amen. Our God is amazing. And He's going to do amazing things like that. As I told you before, I've been having a very interesting week. A lot of downs. But I went to prayer on Friday. And this guy came. I was like, whoa, thank you, God, that I was able to be here. Thank you, Lord. Because I prayed for this guy of need. He was needed. Yes, I'm being needed too. But thank you, God, that it's not about me. It's about you and what you want to do on my life, on his life. So even when we go through challenge like that, how can we step firm and say, okay, it's not about me. I'm going through this. God, you got this. That's what I've been saying. You got this, Lord. I relate on you. I don't rely on the government. I rely on what is happening over there, over here. It's on you, God. Because if I start thinking about everything, the bad things, we won't enjoy our life in Christ. So as we do this, we're going to find challenge. But when we have a heart in the right place, guys, we're going to go through that as a family, together, building each other up. Let's go to the number 5. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." What can you see there? What can you see there? That your faith, your act of service on faith is going to bring forgiveness to others. Wow! Your faith, what you are doing. Your faith, guys. Come on. Our faith, that's amazing. I'm like, wow, God. So when I pray for this person, I'm bringing salvation to them? Yeah. So when you are praying for them, yeah. Forgiveness, yes. That's what it's about. So that's what I'm telling you. When you come the 25th, be ready because your faith is going to do amazing things that day. Your faith. If you do it ready, serving the Lord. Your faith, guys. I believe that. That's proof right there. It's not the faith of the God that was needed, that he needed the paralytic guy. He was even paralytic spiritually. He didn't have faith. Jesus saw the faith on the 4 guys. So that's what I'm telling you. Your faith, the way have you served, is going to bring others closer to God. Because of your faith, never give up. Never. I have family members that they are not Christians. And if you do, you know how hard it is. But we need to have our faith in Christ. That someday they're going to come to Christ. Right? Our faith. Because our God is an awesome God. The God that we serve is an awesome God. He can do anything, whatever it is. But he wants us to have this much of faith. And sometimes we can't have that much of faith. And we activate that by serving others. That's why I opened the sermon with Matthew 20:28, that the Son of God came to serve, not to be served. And I know we talk a lot that we want to become more like Jesus. Let me tell you what. He died for our sins. He served others. Are you ready to serve others? Are you ready to sacrifice many things for the good of God? Are you ready? I know it's hard. But your faith, church, your faith is going to bring salvation and forgiveness to those that are in need. Man, that's so beautiful. When I think about that, I'm like, woo! It's like a buzz. Woohoo! Thank you, God! Because you are doing it, God. You are using me, and I'm serving you right now. I'm here because of you, God. I'm not just here. We are not here, as I said before, as a corner church. No. We're not just here like a beautiful church. No. We are on mission, serving the Lord. That's why we're here. That's why. So don't forget about that. And when Jesus saw their faith, so question, when Jesus sees your faith, is he doing or moving things? Just keep it. Ask yourself, huh, Jesus, that's a good question. Well, I need to improve more. Let's do it. The 25th, we're going to be waiting for you to put that in practice. Let me tell you, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. Because you and I are going to be here to serve God and do God's will according to His will, not according to us. Don't forget about that. We serve a God that can turn the impossible things possible. Amen? So don't forget about that. Our faith. So how's your faith? Let's go a little bit more. How is your heart? Where is your heart? How's my heart? Where is my heart? Is my heart in the right place, ready to serve others? Because let me tell you what. When we are serving together, we're going to face times of challenge. I might disagree with Bob. He might disagree with me. But that's why we need to have our heart in the right place. So we can continue together serving the Lord. Amen? Don't forget about that. God is waiting for you to activate your faith by serving Him. Just remember, a faith without work, it's dead. Nothing is happening there. We need to work, work, work. Hard, hard, hard. Don't forget about that. When we help, when we serve, we need to do it in a loving way, like Jesus. I don't see Jesus being mad at these people because they make a hole in the roof and saying, "What are you guys doing? That's wrong. Why are you doing that?" Jesus saw their heart. Because that's what God cares about, our heart. Do you want to move God's heart? I do. Let's have faith and let's serve one another in a loving way. Again, I don't see Jesus saying, "Why did you guys do that? Come on. Now this house is all messed up because of you guys." No, he didn't say that. When he saw their faith, he told the guy, "You know what? Because of their faith, you're forgiven. You are my son now. You are forgiven. You can come in to heaven. You're forgiven." Well, you might be asking, wait. So if I have faith, my brother, sister, uncle, whatever, can be forgiven? Yeah. Bring him closer to God or her closer to God. God will do it because of your faith. It's over there. If you can read it, I want you to read it. 1, 2, 3. Amen. And guys, because of your faith, our faith as a church, it's been doing and it's going to do more amazing things because we do this with God. The only thing we need to do is put our hearts in the right place and go ahead and do it. I don't know if you remember the story that I told you a couple of Sundays ago about the God sending the angel to this kid and asking, hey, are you ready to surf? You remember that story? I will tell the story again. God sent, you know, the angel to this little kid. Like, how old are you? Yeah, let's say like you. He sent the angel and told him, hey, God is sending me here. He wants you to serve him. And, you know, because he's a kid, he was like, but I'm just a kid. I just want to play around and enjoy my toys and have fun. Come later. The angel went back to heaven. When he was a young adult like Jaden, say Jaden, say hi. See, like Jaden, the angel came back. And God asked him, oh, are you ready? And guess what the young adult said? Well, actually, I'm not. I'm having a good time, enjoying my life. And I just want to play around and just discover my life and everything. The angel went back. When he was an adult, the angel came back and asked him, hey, are you ready to serve God, to give your life? Guess what he said? Oh, man, I'm too busy. Have too much stuff to do. Bless you. So the angel went back. When he was an old person, God sent the angel again and asked him, hey, are you ready? And guess what he said? You know what? I have no energy. I don't feel like I'm too tired. For God, there is no limit. God is waiting from us, expecting from us to serve him. Because it's all about him. And when you see the glory of God, it's when you serve him in the hardest time. It's when you are, God, I'm here. It's so hard, but I'm here to serve you and proclaim your name. When you're ready to do that, it's when you're going to see God's goodness in a different level. I want to encourage you to that. I've been seeing that more in this week. My grandma might be dying. Oh, you don't know? You don't know? My grandpa died last year around this time. My grandma might be dying. I don't know. But I'm here ready to serve the Lord because I have a hope that by serving God and being faithful in God, I'm going to see her, everyone again. And that's our hope. We need to serve the Lord. Doesn't matter what. Remember what Jesus said when he was on the church. When he was like 12 years old. And the people around told him, hey, your mom and your dad is looking for you. And he said, my mom, my dad, who are they? Those that serve the Lord. They do God's will. Those are my family. You guys are my family. They're my family too. By serving God, we are telling this world, this broken world, that is not about us. You see that a lot in this time. Everyone is taking everything for them. Oh yeah, it's about me. You're hurting this, you're doing this. It's not about that. How can I serve you? How can I pray for you? And I have another story to tell you. Another interesting thing that happened. Yesterday, I don't know if you knew this, but it was dumpster day. Dumping trash. I was making line. I was there going to Dobson Field for like 25 minutes waiting to turn the line, and one of the dumpster truck stopped working, so that's why we were waiting for 25 minutes. And I was like, okay, God, I guess I'm just waiting here. Waiting. This guy came, and he wanted to take my spot. I was like, hey, what are you doing? It's wrong. I told him, I've been waiting here for 20, 25 minutes. I don't know. He's like, I'm going. Later on, this guy needed help dumping his trash. And guess what God is waiting for us, from us? To help. Even in those moments like that, when people can be mean, whatever, remember, it's not about you. I was praying right there. I was like, God, okay, how can I serve? How can I show him that I'm a different? And then I was like, what if this guy comes to church tomorrow and he sees me preaching? I'm like, come on, get out here. Honk, honk, honk. You know, it's not about that. We serve others. We have a problem, and it's called pride. In Christ, Jesus, he never showed that. That's why we need to serve others. That's when we are a blessing. When I showed him the service and everything, that person changed. His face changed. And I was like, God, woo, thank you. I didn't get mad. And I was a blessing for others. We don't know what other people is facing. They don't know what we're facing. But we have God in our side that we can say, God, it's up to you. Give it to you. I'm ready here to serve. So I want to encourage you to serve. Doesn't matter what. That's how you're being blessed. God is blessing you by doing that. Don't forget about that. Remember, when we serve, we need to make sure about one thing: where and how is our heart. That covers our intentions, motivations, and the way we do it, and the way how we respond to things too. I have two more Bible verses that are, they're not there also. If you want to look at it on your Bible, it's Matthew 25:21. The reason why I'm doing the hardest thing by serving God and pushing myself to do this is because I want God to say this to me. His master, Matthew 25:21 said, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Woo! You want that for your life? The God said, hey, well done, you did it. You overcome. Come and enjoy. I want that for me and my family. But Matthew 25:26 says this. But his master answered him, you wicked, and slothful servant. Ooh, I don't want God to say that to me. That's the easy way, guys, by not serving God, going through our life. We need to go the hard way by serving others. Because our reward is going to be, well done, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. I know you went through a lot. You went through a lot. But let me tell you this. The way how Jesus served us, he went through so much more suffering for our sins. So now we can be here today and celebrate and enjoy our life because of God. So don't forget about that. When we serve, we need to be ready. We need to be ready that we're doing it for God and not expecting others to say, congratulations, good job, keep doing that. That's great, but it's not about that. It's about showing God's will. It's about showing God's faithfulness. It's about showing how the good deeds that the Lord has done in your life. Amen? So in conclusion, let's be like these four men. Let's be like them. They were ready, actually. They were ready to bless others. They were ready. So as you go do grocery, as you go to get gas, as you go to the dumpster, whatever, if someone is mean, just be ready to bless them and serve them. Let's be like these four men. Again, they were not friends. Don't be just, oh yeah, just my church, just my friends, use these three people. No. Let's be like them. And let's look for someone that you can bless, that you can serve. Let's be like that. Let's be different. Not only wait for others to serve you. ask, how can I serve you? How can I pray for you? How can I do this for you? God is asking me to serve. And because of their faith, your faith, people is going to be free. Your faith is going to make a change in somebody else's life. Your faith is going to be bringing forgiving to other, forgiveness, I mean, to others, and the healing that they need. So what are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? This is the time. This is the time for us to serve others and be a blessing for others. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. Sending Jesus as our example so we can take his example of service and serve others in love, in a compassionate way. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross and suffering so many things for us. God, as we leave this place, we know that your Holy Spirit is with us. And I declare victory over everyone's life. They are your servants and they are ready to bless others. They are ready to serve others out of personal feelings, out of personal emotions. And they are ready to bless others because of you, God. Because we need and we want to show you and reflect you, Jesus. And every time they are serving, you are going to see their faith and you're going to do amazing things, God. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. We declare all those things in your name, Father. Amen.